Good morning, my name is Tatiana Anhold, and I'm talking to Alfredo Baldini, senior economist at the Institute for Capacity Development of the IMF in Washington. Alfredo, I understand this is your first time at the JVI, so first of all, a very warm welcome to you. And you're currently leading a course on macroeconomic management and fiscal policy, in short, MFP. What is this course about?
Thank you, Tatiana. Yes, this is my first time here in Vienna and at JVI, and I'm thrilled and excited to teach this course. Also, allow me to say at the start that we are a team of three economists, the other being Ms. Irina Bunda and Mr. Robert Gillingham, that have already taught this course several times. Together, we'll try to show how fascinating and complex fiscal policy is to our participants.
So what is actually the buzz about the MFP course, and why do you think one of our clients should eventually attend it?
Well, the MFP is about fiscal policy, inside out, period. All of our course participants are coming from ministers of finance or central banks or other policy-making agencies of Europe and Central Asia. So let me give you some example. A participant in this course will learn how to project public debt under different macroeconomic scenarios and also under uncertainty, or produce helpful tables and analysis and charts for his team or his minister.
That is indeed very useful. Any other examples?
Yes. As I mentioned, beyond debt sustainability analysis, they will also, for example, do a workshop on a tax policy, taking the case of a specific country, which was analyzed at the IMF a few years ago. But also, talking, for example, fiscal rules that are very important in Europe, we also simulate scenarios on each type of fiscal rules so that the participant can make up his judgment about the pros and cons of each fiscal rules. Overall, there is a 50-50 mix between lectures and workshops, which help to anchor the concepts. So in sum, what MFP does is to define, frame, and slice up fiscal policy as if, forgive me the metaphor, you are a forensic doctor.
You mentioned fiscal policy has complexities. Could you tell us more about it?
Sure. Well, complexities in dealing with fiscal policies that usually is seen by policymakers or government as a main tool for achieving many objectives, some of which are conflicting. Now, we have the objective of low inflation and growth, very important, but also use fiscal policy as a macroeconomic stabilization tool. Other ways to use FP goes by reducing inequality through the distribution. So then you have distortion in taxation, for example, and targeted spending programs.
I see. So let's then go back to your course, Alfredo, and talk a little bit more about your program, the course program.
Yes, as I said, there will be lectures on fiscal policy over the business cycles, but also fiscal policies in the long run. So we'll be measuring the fiscal stance and what are the optimal fiscal indicators, but also public debt sustainability. We will talk about the principle of taxations and also expenditure policy. Also, we have lectures on how to reduce inequality via public spending programs. And is it possible or wise to have a fiscal stimulus, for example, and so on.
Well, I must say that's a massive stock of knowledge, which is, so to speak, dumped on your participants during only 10 days. How do you make sure they don't feel overburdened?
That's right. It's a lot of material and ground to be covered. So to ease the burden, we will involve them at every stage of the course. So in lectures also, by asking buzz group questions or asking their opinion using the instant polls, which can be run now through the internet. This is very much fun, I guarantee. And usually we pick up dividing subjects because there's no right or wrong answer in many of these topics. And with the mini workshop, we will put everyone in front of a computer or next to his or her colleague to run some exercise and learning it by doing it. So this is an hands-on course, and we'll love to make them sweating like in a gym. So to summarize, we really like them to actively run with us the course. We are convinced that only with their active participation, inquisitive mind, and helpful feedback, the course will be a success.
Indeed, that is so true, Alfredo. Many, many thanks for this very interesting interview. And please come back to the JVI as often as you can. You're always welcome. Thank you very much.